my goodness, my goodness. Welcome, friends. It is January the 15th, and this is episode number 5 of The Pulse here in the year 2015. Buckle your seatbelt, friends, because we're going to be talking about Red Dye number 3. We're going to be talking about the possible release of a whole bunch of hostages. And I'm going to tell you, listen, you know that's going to happen. I know that that's going to happen. We're going to speak into that a little bit. And also, too, just how nefarious these Muslim terrorists are. Hey, yeah, listen, we need you guys to release 29 or 30 terrorists for every single one of these old people and children and women that we've held. And we're going to talk about that here within the next few minutes. And then also, too, we're going to be talking about Biden's national security advisor says something a little bit suspicious. Well, I think that this might be my last time here, but we all know that something terrible could happen and that would actually bring me in. Right on. Hey, man, your big giant head is getting over into my shot, Swartz.
My apologies, my friend.
Bro,
I was born
with
this.
All I can see is you got such a big head, man. And like this giant ear keeps moving into the...
Oh, my apologies, my friend. I'm here to serve.
The boys are back in town, my friends. My good friend, Brother Brian Schwartz, NFL football player, pastor on staff, good friend of mine, man of God, full of the Holy Ghost.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, man.
So good to be here again.
I'm so happy you're here, man.
Man, it's awesome. We're in an awesome season of human history.
Oh, man, we're going to talk about the California fire, right? We're going to talk about that some too today. And we definitely got to talk about what's going on Capitol Hill.
No doubt.
We got to talk about some of that. And we'll speak into and we'll prophesy concerning specific phrases and words that God has been given us.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a blast, brother.
It is going to be a blast. Sitting right next to you is my good friend, Brother Zach Rippey, on staff, director of I Like Birds podcast, the author of 21 Days in Africa. And here he is, all in his radiant glory.
Man, it is so good to be with you, Pastor Troy and Pastor Brian. Come on, the boys are back in town.
Isn't it the boys are back in town?
I remember our first time all together, man. And I feel like it was just yesterday. We had some good times and good laughs and dove deep into all God was doing in that season. I feel like we're going to do that just like that today again.
One of the funnest podcasts we did all year long was the election coverage. We did 5 hours of that election coverage.
We didn't get up to go to the bathroom one time.
We did not, which is amazing.
This is a powerful miracle.
It's a powerful, especially with guys my age. Like, not even once.
Clearly, y'all were dehydrated. If that's the case.
No, I was committed. That was pure commitment.
Commitment.
Yeah, it's
the next day, my hip flexors were a mess. I could barely walk.
Well,
I was stuck in a seat.
People
position.
Were asking me about it. Pastor Troy, I watched you for the entire 5 hours. You never got up to go to the bathroom one time. I was like, I was wearing a diaper.
Hey, man.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Sponsored by Depends.
That's commitment. That's loyalty. That's the fear of the Lord. I see that there's a whole lot of people joining us all over the world. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we got Ocala here. We got Missouri. We got Steve driving in for the conference. He's driving on to Burleson, Texas right now. We got Bruce in California. We got Ella from Tudor Key. We got Rhonda from Joshua, Texas.
Ooh,
and we even got Brian from Ontario. We got Monica from Flagstaff. We got Kimberly from Florida. That's where I'm from. Love you, Kim. Thank you for being here with us today. And we got so many people joining us. We got Robin Day, your friend from Mesa, Arizona, in the house. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot more coming in. Make sure you comment and let us know where you're watching from so we can give you a shout out. If you have anything that comes to mind that you want us to see urgently, you want us to talk about, do 3 exclamation points and then type out what that comment is. If you have a question for Pastor Troy or anybody here at Pulse, go ahead and do 3 question marks and then ask your question. We'll do our best to see those, get those, and even dive into what you're asking. And I'm excited for this episode. Come on.
For all my Stage 2 and Stage 3 peeps, guys, we're going to be going behind the veil today, and we're going to be talking some wild stuff because you know how I know it's going to be wild? Because Schwartz is here.
Come on.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And also with you, my friend.
Yes. So we are going to be doing that today, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But look, we're gearing up for the biggest conference that we do all year long. By the way, I want you to look at these people from the Republic of Ireland has joined us. I'm going to be in Ireland at the end of February and the beginning of March.
What's going on in Ireland?
A conference is going on over there. I'll be making a whole lot more announcements about that later on. But I've never even been to Ireland.
Ireland is amazing.
Yeah, I've been to Scotland. I've been, of course, all over England. I've been to Wales, but I've never been to Ireland.
I hear great things.
Me too, my friend. So I'm planning on going there, and I'm going with my son, Ben. And I'm going to be taking Barrett with me, right on, my grandson, and we're going to be going over there, and it's going to be crazy cool. So I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, welcome
to our new friend from the Republic of Ireland. We bless you. That's funny. The Republic of Ireland. Love it. I love these rebellious people that join us.
Yes.
Don't you just love good, godly, healthy rebellion?
I do.
You know, a lot of people are like, you can't be rebellious and be of God. Oh, yes, you can. You can be of a completely different spirit.
Yes.
You know, even Jesus comes from a lady named Mary, and Mary means rebel. That's what it means.
Jesus, he came against the religious traditions.
He rebelled. He did rebel.
Against, and he would get on them about, you know, holding on to those traditions at the expense of freedom.
You know, the number in the Bible and the number in the kingdom that God stamps on rebellion, whether it's good or bad. So the Old Testament version of rebellion is so bad. It's Nimrod. Nimrod means rebellion, right?
Yeah.
It's not good. 13th generation, not good. Not good.
Not good at all.
The New Testament version of rebellion is Mary or Miriam, and it is good. It's really good. And it's like, okay, well, give me an example of that. Well, how about 13 original colonies rebelling against Britain? And by the way, Brits, can I just say this? You never needed this continent anyway. You never needed it. Just wanted to say, we've done so much better than y'all would have ever done with it. So anyway, So anyway.
Bless you.
Yeah, so we bless you. We bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
Bunch of farmers and peasants beat the greatest army on the planet Earth, and it was a great move of God. But this 13 original colonies, right? Also, too, Martin Luther King Jr. from the time of his Alabama boycott, his Montgomery, Alabama boycott of the buses to the time of his assassination was exactly 13 years.
Really?
Yep, 13 years to the month. Boom. So rebellion doesn't have to be a bad thing. Rebellion is only a bad thing if you're rebelling against Yahweh, if you're rebelling against Jesus.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, we are called to have a different spirit, an extremely different spirit than the rest of the world. And that's going to be a little bit rebellious. And I want to tell you, I like that.
Yeah. It's the kingdom.
It is the kingdom.
It's the kingdom.
It's like, nope, got to do something different. It's the difference between being a thermometer or a thermostat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, no, I'm all about being a thermostat. I'm gonna make a different setting. I'm gonna set a different temperature. Earlier, I came by. You were at some restaurant with a bunch of our youth.
Yes.
And I was supposed to come in, but I was late.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't. I said, so look, I will just drive by the window and I will wave, feel the anointing and feel the presence of God. I did that.
You did.
It's so funny. Jesus,
yeah. At the deli, I was with the next gen pastors and we thought he was going to pop in. He's like, I can't pop in. I'm going to do a drive by. And as he waved his hand, I said, the anointing of God. It's now a sacred space. In the name of Jesus.
How presidential of you, Troy.
Yes. Oh, it's like, actually, I did this as I went by. Obviously, we're just kidding and we're just being facetious. But I'm not kidding about there is a godly type of rebellion. And a lot of it's taking place right now. You can see it. The tide is turning where we're like, no, that's not what that is. Actually, that is this. Yes. And there's a whole lot of that going on today. So do you have anything that you want to tell everybody before we continue?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of things that are happening in-house right now. It's obviously the day that the New Beginnings Conference starts, and we still have some tickets left. We have early check-in that's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. So if you want to just come in and beat the lines, just come on out, check in, and then go get some coffee, go get some Dutch Bros, bring us something if you want to bless, go get some lunch, go do some shopping, and then come back with the doors open at 6, and it starts at 7 o'clock. We have Josh Weathers here tonight. He's going to be a powerful night, a powerful move of God. And you know Pastor Troy's bringing that heat tonight and is going to be sharing something that crazy that happened on January 4th. So I'm so excited to hear that. And I know you are too. So make sure you get your ticket. If you haven't gotten your ticket and you're watching virtually, you can also get a ticket and you can watch online. You can go to odx.tv and you can see the conference being streamed there. All stage three members get exclusive access to that. So make sure you tune in for that. And then also make sure you're sharing this podcast specifically. Get this word out there. We're going to be talking about some really deep dive on some things that are happening in the world right now. And we can use your help sharing it and being a media missionary and getting the word out for what's happening in the kingdom of God. And I know that this episode is going to bless somebody today. So thank you for being a part of that. Make sure you smash that like button as well. And we're just blessed that you're here today. So thank you for being here.
You know, the brother that we had on here yesterday, Gabe, brother's name is Gabe. Oh my gosh. What an extraordinary young man, by the way. How he carries the presence of Jesus is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, he has over 2 million subscribers.
It's amazing.
He's people that have actually actually pushed the button. And guys like him need to have that kind of influence.
They do.
Because, man, he is straight up Jesus. He is straight up kingdom. They're not a religious bone in that guy. No. I mean, as far as he knows,
stirred me up to jealousy, man.
Me too.
I did. I went back yesterday and just was getting in John 15 about abiding in the vine. I'm like, he was carrying something real powerful.
It's not very often that I can have a really cool conversation. Number one, with somebody who's been in the presence of the Lord, but because the brother was basically, he was dead for 18 days. You know, he was in a coma for 18 days.
Yeah.
And like, hey, man, so, dude, you were in the presence of the Lord for 18 days. No, actually, it was like a millennium, but just according to our standard, it was 18. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Yes. I want to talk to you about that. And so I encourage you guys, if you hadn't seen that, man, go back and watch that thing from yesterday because it was really good. Episode 4, I think it was.
Yeah, and he, just his book as well. For like, I've got sons that are mm-hmm. kind of that demographic. Yep. I can't wait to get his book in their hands because he's got a lot of great insight. Carries an anointing, real great impartation, man. Just sure lots does. Of love.
Well, he actually signed a book for Barrett, and I gotta go through that book for Barrett. Right, Barrett is in there right now, going through all of our comments and learning how to skunk people, and learning how to clean things up, and learning how to contact people back, and all those kinds of things. He's 12, and he's in there right now.
Yeah, we see some comments coming in. Angela's going to ask, what do you think of the hostage release deal? And then we also have exclamation points coming in about, just got your book today, Pastor Troy, Numbers of Prophesy. I can't wait to read it.
Hey, thanks so much, man, for getting the book. I hope it's a game changer for you. I really do. And just tell you this, it's not built to read all the way through, as in you start off here and you go through. You can literally open it up to any one of those seven different events. If you're going to read anything in sequence, it's on that. Read the introduction and 1 and 2 together, because the 1 and 2 really do kind of go together. They do. And so the event of the Titanic and how it plays into 47 years earlier of the event of the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln, right at the beginning of his second term, 47 years earlier, which I think prophetically speaks of, man, we got to pray President Trump all the way in that he is not assassinated at the beginning of his second term. Why? Because he's the 47th president.
Yes.
And that's a tragic, tragic thing, man. And just right now, I pray for President Trump in the name of Jesus for Psalms 91, hedge of protection around him, that he would see the fullest extent of his full term in Jesus' name and accomplish all that he wants to accomplish in Jesus' name.
It'd probably be a good time to show what the Biden National Security Advisor kind of slipped up with today.
Yeah, for our audience, you know what? So I want you to think about how ludicrous of a human being you have to be a Biden National Security Advisor. What have they ever cared about national security? I mean, where have they made a stand on national security for the entire 4 years? Is it the borders? Oh, no, they haven't done that. Is it been on, be sure and protect our land from like China buying it? No. Has it been, hey, we got to keep balloons out of our skies and we got to keep drones off of our, no. There's no national security with these guys. There's only a huge look for opportunity on how these jokers can make money. That's all there has been. And now all of us see it. And look, we've seen it. Many of us have seen it for the past 4 years. But the witchcraft of woke kept 90% of the public stifled.
It's true.
And now the witchcraft of woke has been broken, and people are actually saying what makes sense.
Yeah.
So this is a national security advisor to Biden. All right, let's watch this.
I just will say one last word, which is, I hope this is my last time at this podium, at least for a little while. I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean, thing that would bring me back is an unexpected event in the next few days, which, as you all know, is totally possible given everything you've seen over the course of the past years.
I break that fast.
But if it is, in fact, my last time before you, I just want to say thank you for what you guys do every day. Thank you for putting up with me.
Oh, well, we won't put up with you.
I mean, that is witchcraft.
That is witchcraft. That is a prophecy speaking to the national press from the pulpit.
And releasing fear. I mean, it's this fear-based ideology. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we just come against that spoken word in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we come against that spoken word.
You know, that the election this year, there was so much prayer. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for people listening to, like, don't let off the gas pedal, man.
keep your foot on the prayer pedal, because we got to get this man inaugurated.
We got to get him inaugurated, and then we got him, and then he's got to be in for a bit. Because I want to tell you, man, I don't trust the Republicans as far as I can throw them either. There's a bunch of nefarious bunch of. Boy, God help us, man. And I
are you saying there's one political system?
Oh, brother.
Made up
the Uniparty?
Brother, I'm telling you, listen, here's what's real. Is all of us see this. It's just real. I mean, it's just real. Yes. All of us see it. And it's kind of like, and again, there hasn't been a place for us. It's like even right now, there's no place to talk about all the stripes in the sky.
Yeah.
The fake cirrus clouds. There's no place. I mean, it's not talked about on the news. The Weather Channel doesn't talk about it. Nope. Everybody. So there's still that witchcraft of woke is still on that one subject right now. It'll come off quickly.
Yeah.
It will come off and be like, yeah, as a matter of fact, well, we already told you we've been doing this for years and years and this, that. But it's not just a local thing. It is a worldwide thing.
It is.
That goes on. I mean, I've seen it in Uganda. I've stood in Uganda and went, wow. Wow, look at that. I mean, I went to weather school for a little bit. And, you know, when I was on a fire department when I was a kid, they would send you to A&M to go to the weather school because that was back before everybody had a phone and they had a weather app. So everybody depended upon all the local fire departments to be able to say, hey, these are the kind of clouds that form tornadoes. This is what the temperature is. This is what that is. And they got all that information from the fire departments back in the 80s. So they sent me down to A&M. I went to weather. I promise you, those are not cirrus clouds. I know what a cirrus cloud is.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can see it coming out of the back of airplanes. You can see it in the perfect stripes that it makes. And then you can see that once they start to crisscross a little bit later, there's waves all going through
it. It's crazy. I down in Florida, it goes on a lot. And it'll be a crystal clear day. Mm-hmm. And then you look up. I came out of our neighborhood. There's seven there, about 14 there, another 12 there. And by the next few hours, you look at the same spot and all those clouds are fully developed. Took a crystal clear day.
I'm at 40,000 feet in the air probably once a week. It probably averages to be once a week throughout the year. Okay, that is going on at the 50,000 and 60,000 foot level because we fly at 40,000 feet. Mm-hmm. And I'm always at 40,000 feet. And I'm like, okay, are we at 40,000 feet? Yeah, like, dude, that's at the 50,000, 60,000 foot level above all of the air traffic. And so I can go on and on and on about it. But the thing I want to make, the thing I want to point out, I mean, and Barrett even asked me this morning, Papa, look, he goes, what are those rainbows in those clouds? And it's perfect stripes and they're all lit up because you can actually see the aluminum in it as the light's shining on it. And I said, well, that's the government spraying our blue skies up there, and they're trying to change the weather, and they're really getting good at it.
Did you see the fog a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I saw the fog.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Down in Jacksonville. Yeah. We would come out, and I'm not kidding you. It was like particles.
And there's a terrible smell to it. There's like a weird smell.
The walking pneumonia in our area of the country is off the charts.
Okay. There is still a witchcraft of woke that is over that subject. Now that I've said this, and by the way, we break that spirit in the name of Jesus and let light maketh manifest, and the demonic agenda, the Nephilim agenda of these last days, the globalist Nephilim agenda that's prophesied in the Bible, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, sir, that you would clear that out, and we pray, God, that these things would be exposed and dealt with. Now that I've said that, a bunch of those things, the lid has come off.
Yes.
A ton of subjects just since the second that Trump got in. And it's like, whoa, we've never been able to talk about this before. I mean, it just a year ago, if you objected to a flaming homosexual grooming your children by reading Dr. Seuss to them, like, whoa, why are you sending these sexual maniacs and these people with mental illnesses and these people that obviously have nefarious agendas to groom my children? What are you doing? You could be arrested for that. You could literally be arrested for that. A year ago.
It's nuts.
And now it's like, no, get these jokers out. Okay, that's how quickly the narrative can change.
Yes.
And that's what happens when the word of God comes into a situation. And that's why we as a people of God, we need to stand. We need to stand when nobody else is standing. We need to be the people that will stand. And then when the lid comes off, we have to advance. We don't back up, man. We have to advance.
Well, it's Ezekiel in his day. He called for stand in the gap, build a wall.
Stand in the gap. Stand in the gap and build a wall. Right on, right on, right on. Well, there we go, my friend. There we go. What else should we be talking about here this morning?
Man, we actually just put together a really cool video I want to show you guys about what it's like to sign up as a Sage Tree member and the exclusive content that you get when you partner with us on there. We're really driving home that message of encouraging our Stage 2 and our Stage 3 people, Stage 2 to upgrade to Stage 3, as well as just people that are watching online and just carrying over to coming behind the veil with us, and you get the exclusive content that I'm about to show you right now.
Hang on before we go to it. So me and you have been talking for a year, like, what can we do for the Stage 3 people? And like, how can we give people more access to us? What can we do? What more exclusive things can we do? So number one, one of the things that we decided to do was this. Anytime that we have an ODX event, they get full priority. Now, so all the people on third stage, they already get full access to any conference we do, any ticketed event, they get to watch that for free.
Nice.
And that's pretty cool, actually, to be able to do that. And like, well, wait, stop. No, listen, we're trying to build that base. Hardcore. And like, why? Because the only reason why we have 4,400 kids and we don't have 40,000 is because of partnership. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not that we don't have those kids to rescue. It's not that we can't. It's not that we don't have the government's permission all over the world. It's not any of those things. It's just, dude, do we have the money that it will take to do that day in, day out, day in, day out? So a good partnership base is a good way for us to be able to determine, not if we build a structure, not if we rescue kids, but can we sustain that? And that is so important. I mean, can you imagine rescuing kids and then having to turn them over to the state after they were our kids? No, I ain't doing that.
Yeah. Well, and there's the other side of giving is the reward part. We don't talk a lot about rewards for whatever reason.
I know, it's weird.
But there's a huge reward when you sow into things that are producing the fruit of the kingdom, because there's a reward in the age to come. Everybody that sows, whether it's through a subscription or through giving and gifts, the reward that we all get to share, I think we miss that sometimes, because they get to share in the reward of the harvest. Some sow, some water, some reap the harvest.
Man, so I was talking with Zach, talking with Shay, talking with some other cats, and just going, I don't know what to do, guys. I really want to treat these people really good, because I don't know what we would do without them. And then I just went, you know what? As I'm just driving around, or as I'm shaving in the morning, or as I'm getting juiced, I mean, like a while ago, I literally had an IV in my arm. And,
happy juice.
I literally had an IV in my arm here, which I get the old B12 shot like right before I do conferences and right before I go on a big, you know, like a monster trip somewhere or whatever. I always get juiced up with a whole bunch of vitamins. I'm a lot like Joe Biden. You know, you just juice me up and send me out. I'm like Keith Richards.
Let's rephrase that.
I'm like Keith Richards.
He was backstage at the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So anyway, but I like doing vitamin IVs, and I like doing the. I think it's smart to do those things.
Yeah.
And so I just got through while I was juiced up. I just busted out the phone, just started. All right, I'm getting juiced up here. Let me talk to you about this, that. So.
Yeah.
You were saying that we have a video prepared.
Yeah, cool video. Just show, like, you've done a few of them so far, and we pulled some of the little highlights just to give a little sneak peek of what they get access to back there. So let's show that and just bless people with this real quick.
Pastor Troy here, and it's the first day of the new year. Hey, family. Bless and peace on you.
Hey, guys. Bless and peace on you. I'm in here in the studio, podcast studio.
Bless and peace on you.
Hey, good morning, guys. You want to join me for a shave this morning?
Exclusives. It ain't pretty, but it's powerful. Pastor Troy, you should look a lot better in that. I can't.
Maybe you got to get that little bit of Leanna in there too.
Yeah, I probably ought to. Listen, no, it ain't pretty.
She said you come with a warning label.
I do come with a warning label. I do, which is a great. I promise you, I'm going to get a cup that says this.
It's perfect.
I come with a warning label. I said something funny yesterday, and I thought, what? I need to write that down. What was it? Oh, my gosh. I know what it was. Somebody asked me. I was talking on the way home yesterday, and they were actually recording the phone call we were doing because they were going to use it on their podcast, put it in the midst of their podcast. And they said, what do you think about anybody that doesn't believe, or what do you think about anybody that believes that the fire is happening in California because of global climate change? And I said, dude, you're just trying to make me mad. You're just trying to. And they're like, no, why don't you tell me? I said, well, it just goes to show the level of deception and brainwashing that they've been through. It doesn't matter what they see. It doesn't matter what any educated person can actually understand. It doesn't matter what their heart tells them. It doesn't matter what God Almighty says. They're just repeating a narrative. And so you're saying that they have been made to be intentionally stupid. And I said, no, that's not nice. I said, what I would say is their cornbread is still gooey in the middle.
Wow.
And then I started laughing. I was like, yeah, their cornbread, it still ain't done. I'm just telling you. So I thought that was pretty funny. Anyway, it was so good to see my friends in South Africa that's in here right now. And it's good to see my friends in California. And guys, we are praying for you. And yes. Today is conference day. And that's one of the things that we're going to do. We're actually going to pray for the city of Angels, which has been turned into the gates of hell. The word of God says the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. And I, okay.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
What do we got
somebody
going on here?
So listen, when people show up to my conference, they bring me special gifts. And I don't ask for that, but I think it's pretty cool. This is Dolly Parton buttermilk pancakes. Somebody just brought me.
Those are some flapjacks.
Yes. This is incredible, and I am very grateful
and
for whoever
syrup.
And the syrup that actually goes with it, and this it comes Deidre. In the shape of a guitar.
That's perfect. Shout out Deidre.
Somebody just brought that to me. Deidre, thank you so much. I bless you in Jesus' name. You're back in the will.
Come on.
And she also made some amazing chicken salad sandwiches a couple weeks back. Just saying, she is a mama of the house. Love her to death.
That's incredible. Well, thank you so much. Well, I bless that in Jesus' name.
And then Mary in the comments also said she got the pulse cap that you and Troy, that you and Alan DeDio signed. So she said that in the comments just now.
Okay, well, that's good.
You told me to keep an eye out. I'm keeping an eye out.
No, I need you to keep an eye out on that. Okay, let's talk about.
What's going on? Okay, I'm looking at that cough drop.
Yes.
Is there any red dye?
Ooh.
In that?
What a transition.
I guarantee
there's red dye.
Okay, so one of the things with red, there's so many things about red dye. And today, the FDA bans red number 3, artificial coloring used in beverages and candy and other foods, just days before Trump comes into play and before RFK gets in there. Because they want to be able to say, well, hey, man, we banned it. You know, we banned it. Yeah, you made billions of dollars off of it, not caring what it would do to people before that. What do you, you're somebody who works out, you're an everyday workout guy. You've been a professional athlete. You've been an athlete your whole life.
Yeah.
You raised your children to be athletes. Mm-hmm. And so what you eat, what you consume matters to you.
It's a huge deal.
What do you know about red dye number 3?
I know that red dye number 3 is a carcinogen, right? It's been proven. If you read down right there, it's been shown.
Evidence shows that synthetic dye can cause cancer in lab animals.
The other thing is, in every other nation, the other nations do not allow this. We're one of the few nations that would even allow this to be a part of product. Like, that's astounding. And then we're the only nation, too. I can't wait to see what happens with all of the pharmaceutical stuff. We allow people to advertise pharmaceuticals. No other nation allows that. So it's not just what you're consuming. It's what's being intentionally put into the food supply. It's more than just red dye. And it's that whole agenda that you're talking about, whether it's chemtrails, whether it's fires, it's the anti-human destruction of humanity agenda. It's the seed war that we talk a lot about.
It is the seed war.
And so it's not just about the red dye number 3. It's about the totality of what humanity has become subject to. And I love little things like this get me pumped because it's a sign of things to come.
It's a trickle effect of what's to come. Yeah.
Because there's an overall fabric to this demonic agenda, and little by little, you start dismantling it. And think about how important what we put in our bodies
is. I know. And it's all marketed to children. That's the big thing, too. I was reading this thing. I tried to figure out what the percentage was of foods that included this. And 40 to 50% of all foods that are marketed to children have this in there. And I'll give a little personal testimony. My family's been on the jump for this for a while. Like, my wife is very much into knowing about what goes into the bodies of our children. Me, she says I need to get healthier. But my children, she does a good job.
For you, it's too late.
For me, it's too late. For our children. She's jump ship. She'll still say her comments. But, you know, but like my son, Malachi, he had Doritos for like the first time, and he loved them. But he started acting like way different than he normally. He was out of character. He had attitude. He had behavior. He was in little spazzy in ways, you know. And he doesn't act like that normally, but it's because he had the dye that's in the Doritos.
And the seed oils. The dyes, the seed oils, they are a huge deal. So my wife, same way, she's a deep dive researcher. Mm-hmm. There's some things that run in her family line with brain stuff. And so there's just links to all these different products of what they do and how they break down the chemistry of the body. And most don't even understand it. And so when we can start seeing it outlaw, like when you have to outlaw something, you know that something is really.
And this has been in the foods for a decade.
How long? Yeah,
I don't know the exact year, but I know it's been around for a long time.
Not good, my friend.
Well,
and yeah, very good.
Let it be in Jesus' name that this trash is rooted out, and this stuff that's poisoning us and making our whole world toxic goes out the window. Like last night, you know, when I got home, I was watching the news, and old Pete up there on Capitol Hill, and how he withstood those Jezebel spirits and the spirit of demoniac Karen that came out, and the alcoholic that got up there and said, "Well, I think that you probably drink too much." And he's obviously an alcoholic. I mean, he has every facial thing an alcoholic has ever had, right? I mean,
the guy questioning?
Yes. He looks like W.C. Fields when he gets up there. On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia. So he gets up there and he says, And I watched how he handled that for 5 hours. He handled that. And really all he had to do was just kind of get through it. And he just did a great job. Now, I'm saying this because so it cuts to a commercial here, cuts to a commercial there. How many of those commercials were ask your doctor if you should receive a vaccine?
Yeah.
I'm like, they're still advertising for the vaccine.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, okay. And then how many of those things were, okay, hey, this will help you with your terrible anxiety, but then it takes them a full 30 seconds to tell you how it's going to hurt you. Studies have shown you're going to get a brain tumor. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. You will have a heart attack. But ask your doctor if this thing is right for you. How can that be right for anybody?
Yeah. They're offering the double shot, the flu shot, the COVID shot. It's the double shot, and we're still advertising.
Still advertising.
Still being able to advertise. No other nation can do that. That's part of the problem, is because when there's money to be made, and we haven't even begun to see what's going to happen in the suits that are going to come, and I know there's some level of protection for these companies, but the reason they can pay and settle out of court is because of all the advertising dollars. And until you stifle that and make there be a pain attached to the demonic agenda, it's just a continuous cycle.
Well, so I question, so the system itself is actually demonic, and it's really important for people to see this. Like, okay, well, I watched Fox News last night because I wanted to see the coverage of Pete, knowing they would have such great coverage because he's a Fox News guy. But I want to just tell you this. Fox News is a part of that system.
Like, for sure.
You cannot believe every commercial they have on there goes back and forth, and they're all Big Pharma. If you think for 1 second that Fox News is going to come against Big Pharma when it makes millions of dollars a day off of them, no.
They will go up to a little line, and that's it.
That's it. And they will shut down any of their hosts that start coming after them. They will shut them down like that. I have a good friend of mine, and I mean, she's been on my show here. She's currently on a world famous network. She was a Fox News girl, and she's the typical Fox News girl. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's intelligent. She's articulate.
She's got her act together. She was made for this. All right. And this is a very good friend of mine. Been on this show. When in 2020, she's doing the big show. She's doing the big thing. And they're like, hey, you need to get on there and tell everybody the benefits of the vaccine. You need to, and she told them, no, I'm not going to do it. I get to say, mm-hmm. I should have some kind of say-so. And yeah. look, that stuff is dangerous. It's not proven.
Yes.
It is totally experimental. And everybody's just going along with it. I'm not going to be a part of it. They fired her.
Yeah.
And before they fired her, a new big boss came in that nobody ever knew of, nobody had ever yeah. heard of. And I guarantee you that's a government plant. I guarantee you. And we've all discussed it. And like, yeah, when you go to certain networks, at some point, the big person comes in, hugs everybody, like, who is this person? Never heard of this person. Don't know who this person is. Where did this person come from? And then they start defining the narrative. Okay, that is from that whole system, friends. That's from that whole entire system that is so demonic and is so important for you and I not to be a part of. And I would encourage you in Jesus' name to have a different spirit within you mm-hmm. and so that you can know the truth whenever it's presented to you.
Well, it's the king, we're kingdom first. Mm-hmm. We're citizens of a king
yep.
and a kingdom. Yep. And so that has to direct our political ideologies and our favorites and our news, what we consume with our news. I don't consume the news from the main media net because they're all owned by similar people. And you got to be able to look and see who owns the media and what is the media used for? What is the messaging utilized for? And it's everything we're talking about. It's the fear agenda. It's the control and the manipulation agenda. And we are literally channeling. You know, when you're tuning in, you're channeling whatever information you're bringing in. And how we do that is really important. So Jesus said, be careful how you hear.
That's what he said.
It's a lens. We got to look through a whole different lens when we're looking at what the season we're in human history.
Outstanding. Friends, I want to welcome you here. If you just recently plugged in, this is episode number 5 of the Pulse for the year 2025, and it's the day of our conference. Tonight, guys, we're going to be having our conference, our New Beginnings Conference, and we titled it The Breath of God. And there's like 5 different main themes to this whole conference, the breath of God being one of those things. And I want to and me and you need to talk about the breath of God here in just a minute, because we're talking about having a different spirit, a different yeah. agenda, and that is the breath of Yahweh.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you receive the breath, and unless mm-hmm. you and I unpack that yeah. here in just a minute. So hold that thought, because I'll end up forgetting. But tonight, we are going to have, after we had the blowing the shofars and everybody losing their mind up in here, it's going to be so much fun. And we got all this media of lions roaring, and we're all going to freak out in the name of King Jesus. It's going to be so much fun. Josh Weathers is going to be leading praise and worship. Josh Weathers is one of the greatest musicians on the planet Earth, super good friend of mine, did Trump's inauguration back in 2016, the inaugural ball with our pastor, Pauline Jordan. She actually was also, I don't know if you guys know that she was, that she also did the inaugural ball.
Wow, that's Trump's powerful.
I mean,
that's
awesome. I got the coolest worship team.
You do?
Yeah, sure come do.
On. Man, that's I amazing. Do, man. Anyway, Josh is a good friend of mine. Josh actually been to India with me years ago, and he adopted a whole bunch of children, a bunch of local children, and even some Indian children. He's an incredible human being. Sold out Billy Bob's, Texas. Every time he goes up there, he sells out. He's doing big work in Nashville now, and he is just amazing. You guys look him up, Josh Weathers. And he also works at a church in Burleson as well, on the Heights Church. And the Heights, the guys that run the Heights are very good friends of mine. They have been around for a long, long, long time. They're an outstanding church that is here in our region. And he's a big part of their staff and a big part of who those guys are. So following that, I'm going to get up there. And then, man, we actually have, we tell all these. I have 2 kinds of stories when I talk about kids that we've rescued. I have rescue stories, and then I have amazing redemption stories. Not every kid that we rescue actually comes from sexual trafficking. Some of the kids that we rescue just need to, they just need somebody to help them through some stuff, and then how the Spirit of the Lord works with them is so amazing. And I have one of those girls came all the way in from LA to be here tonight on stage, somebody that we've been working with for decades now. Wowzers. And you're going to find out. And you're going to find out, man, when these kids grow up, they are amazing human beings. And anyway, so she's one of my daughters in the Lord, and I can't wait to get her up there on the stage and let her talk to you guys. I'm just so proud of her.
It's amazing.
She's such a good girl. You guys are going to love her. And then we're going to go off into my word. And at the end of the night tonight, we're going to have an envelope that there's a prophetic word. And we've done, I think, 150 prophetic words, put them into envelopes, mixed them all up. Nobody knows what they're going to get. And we'll see if that word is right for you. And that's going to be amazing. And then after that, I'm going to get all of my friends that are there, people from all over the world, well-known people. Some people are not famous on the earth, but they are well-known and famous in heaven. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And they're part of my VIP group that's going to be here tonight. I'm getting every single one of them up there on the stage. And there's no telling who's going to be on that stage. There's no telling. And then when we're just going to do a shotgun, powerful, prophetic thing, mm-hmm. it's going to be crazy.
Come on.
It's going to be nuts. Yeah, so you're going to be up there with me, right?
Come on, of course.
Okay. So we're like, wait, I got to be a part of that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So you got to get your ticket. And we still have some tickets left. We don't have a whole lot of tickets left, but we do have some tickets left. And I really don't know where we're at. I know what the capacity is. But our tickets are transferable to be here in person, or you can watch it online. So if you're like, dude, I can't, man, I'm in South Africa, or I'm in this place, or I'm in that place, wherever it is that you're at. I see somebody's here from Australia right now. It's okay. You can get it. You can watch it down under, man. There you go. And that'd be cool. Right on. I want to start singing Men at Work songs right now. Like, I know that's not very original. I hadn't thought about it. I haven't thought about Men at Work in a long time. He has no idea what we're talking about.
Vegemite sandwich.
Yes. Gosh, man.
I come from a land down under.
The 1980s were amazing. They were truly amazing. Anyway, I bless my friends down in Australia. Bless you guys. Call y'all blessed. And so if you want to get your tickets, you can go to odx.tv. You can go to troybrewer.com. You can find it all there. Or you can call us at 877-413-0888. You can call us right now, and we'll do that. Now, don't forget, if you are a third stage partner with me, you get to watch all of our conferences for free. It's just a part of the package. Every time I do a conference in the house or out of the house, if they have, I almost said outhouse, but I don't do any conferences in the outhouse. Yes. You can join us if you're on third stage. You can actually do that if you're on third stage.
Right? Where are the sound effects?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
There's definitely outhouse sound effects.
That was such a great opportunity. That's
probably more appropriate.
Yeah, I think that probably is appropriate. Right on. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the breath of God.
Yeah, breath of God.
Breath of God, brother. Let's go.
Well, from creation to after Jesus' resurrection. I mean, when he breathed his ruach, the ruach of God, right? The breath
of
God.
That's right.
I just, when I think of that, it's after Jesus was resurrected, he comes and meets his disciples, this group that had been terrorized and humiliated, and he comes in the room after his resurrection. First thing he does,
the door being shut.
Yes, comes in and says peace. You know, that peace with the Father. He releases that, but then he breathes upon them, and as soon as he breathed upon them, they were filled with his Spirit. He goes, now you have a different spirit. Here's what you can do. You now have the capacity to forgive sin. You know, I mean, that's just one example.
That's one example.
And you go all the way back to creation when he breathed into that creation that he formed. And brought that life. It was a different spirit. It was a spirit different from any other creation. And the distinction of that, I just think in this season, he wants the church to become this distinct entity in the earth where he can not only maneuver through, prophesy through, but bring his breath into this world and bring resurrection.
I'm gonna bring you up on stage on Tuesday night. Wait, what is today?
Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. On Thursday night, I'm going to bring you up here. I'm going to bring you up on the stage. We're going to talk about the breath of God because that's going to be my subject matter for Thursday night.
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm talking about grace. I'm talking about abounding grace, mm-hmm. right? The 5x5, you know, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. What is abounding grace? Mm-hmm. It's a grace with momentum that continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. That's a really big deal. And that's the season we're in. That's the year that we're in. The 5785, and then also the year 2025, and that 25 is 5x5, and 5x5, the term, the phrase 5x5 means loud and clear.
Come on.
So if you're in the military, like, hey, do you copy 5x5 is how you reply if it's loud and clear, right? loud and clear, where we hear God in a very loud and very clear way. I recently heard God in a very loud very clear way, and I'm going to be sharing that testimony here tonight. And then on Friday night, we're also going to have a special time of communion, and then I am going to be unpacking the window of heaven.
Nice.
So this is also the year of the window of heaven. So the hay is all about, it looks like there's a little window in it, and I'll show it to you. And so the rabbis are all about, hey, the fourth letter in the Hebrew alphabet represents an open door. The fifth letter in the Hebrew alphabet represents an open window. So the difference between an open window and an open door, in an open door, you are invited into a specific place. But when it's an open window, God shows up in a specific place.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's were talking about moves from invitation into invasion.
That's exactly right. From the invitation. So exactly right. So going back to tomorrow night, on the Thursday night, Schwartz, I'm going to get you up there. Me and you are going to unpack that for a few minutes. And then I'm going to kick you off my stage because you're a terrible distraction. And plus, I'm going to find something. I'm going to find something to stand on, like when I do the Eric Steckelback show.
Perfect.
They bring out a little foolish stool for me to stand on.
Maybe we should do a kneeler. Maybe the two of us just kneel.
You're so big, dude. I look like a little boy standing up there next to you. It's ridiculous. I'm a grown man. I don't like that.
You are.
I am a grown man. Yes. I'll tell you this right now. Yesterday there was this joker in Texas, and her last name's Crockett, and she is so woke. Oh man, she's woke. And she was going on. There was someone who was opposing her in some deal. And she was like, child, I tell you. And dude, the person she was opposing said, I ain't your child. I'm a grown woman. I'll take you out of that parking lot and I will beat you with my shoe.
Come on.
And I was like, yay. Yes. Hallelujah. Stand up against that woke spirit. She was like, you don't call me a child. I'm not your child. Well, I say that to you, Schwartz, and I defy you. I do not want to look like a child.
By the army of the living God.
That's exactly right. You're like,
I'm
what?
I'm your friend. I'm not your foe. I'm on your side.
Yes, I look like a little boy when
y'all are so silly together. Yes, I love it.
I know we're big mess.
And yet we slip in and out.
The boys are back in town. All right, so I will get me a little stool or something so that you and I are compatible on the stage.
Perfect.
And we'll make that happen. But we'll unpack that. But then I'm going to go through the difference between Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. The creation of humanity versus the creation of Adam, which is two completely different things. And in Genesis chapter 2, the difference is the breath of God.
Yep. It's distinct. It's a distinct word, and it's distinct.
That is one human being. The Genesis chapter 1 story is the creation of humanity. Genesis chapter 2 story is the creation of Adam. Those are two completely different stories. It's going to rock your theological world, and it's going to be so much fun. And here's what's real is, it's going to be all about the breath of God.
Yeah.
So that's going to be on Thursday night. It's going to be a wild week.
Well, it's his presence that makes remember when they came out of Egypt?
Yep.
And they're on the way to the promised land.
Yep.
Moses' big cry was, Lord, if your presence isn't, what's going to make us distinct from every other nation? And it's God's presence. What brings the distinction? It's his presence. It's his breath.
So the breath of God always brings distinction. And that's why I think that Genesis chapter 2 in the creation of Adam in the midst of the garden by himself, and he has a completely different destiny than the rest of humanity. And his destiny is to bring redemption.
Yes.
Is to bring the Messiah. And when Jesus shows up after the resurrection, before he offers the breath to all of humanity, he offers it to the 11 disciples that are left.
Yes.
He breathes on them and says, now you have the power to forgive sins. Again, to bring redemption.
Yep.
The breath of God brings the distinction of redemption.
It's powerful.
In the midst of the worst humanity you've ever seen.
Absolutely.
The worst of humanity, the breath of God,
Yep.
Can bring the distinction.
He did it on Pentecost.
He did it
another,
on Pentecost.
Another time when the breath of God came.
Yes.
And now you've got 3,000 missionaries mobilized to go get the nations back, which were disinherited out of Genesis 11.
That's exactly
right. The breath of God. The now they could actually speak the language of the gospel in their native tongues. That's the breath has language attached to it, too.
The breath has language. There you go. Well, all that's going to be on Friday night. And then on Saturday morning, Zach, I'm going to get up early, and I'm going to go to the Open Door Food Bank, and we're going to feed about 4,000 people.
Praise God.
Everybody's welcome to come out and be a part of that. And I don't think the cold front comes in until Saturday night. So you guys know about that?
Because yeah,
I heard it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, there's a big cold front coming.
Oh, my.
Yes. Oh, good. I can hardly wait. So, yeah, so there's a cold front coming. I don't think it comes in until Saturday night, but I hope it's not there on Saturday morning because that's early in the morning to be out. And it's outside that we have to feed the 4,000 people, but I don't think it does until Saturday night. Is that
Yeah,
is that
that's correct. And, then, yeah, it's going to be cold. Low of 24 and a high of 38 on Sunday.
Wow.
And then it just continues in that same spirit all the way down until next Friday.
Okay.
And aren't you going out of town?
Yeah, I'm going to be with Darren Stott and the crew at the Eden Church. I can't even say Eden. So I'm like Eden, E-D-E-N, right?
Eden.
Yeah, Eden.
And that's what, Wednesday to Friday?
Golly, I got a bad accent, don't I, man?
When you said oil to me that one time, I was sitting there, I couldn't understand. I was like, oil? What? I was like, what?
I was like,
talking about the windmills. Now there's.
I was like, they do is sling oil, man. And you're like, what? Like they sling oil.
Sling
oil. That's what they do. The other day, I hollered at my my CFO, my chief financial officer. We are partnering with Brian Boat in LA,
Fires.
And we sent $10,000 to because they have taken in. I don't know how many families, but they have taken in a ton of families that have lost absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And then they're feeding 1,000 people a day.
Wow.
And all these people that are displaced. And then there are people that didn't lose their homes, but the smell is so bad and the air quality is so bad.
Yeah.
They cannot live in their homes. And there's other people that they are still completely locked down. They still have woke leaders over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, they're not going to do what's good for the families. They're not going to do that.
No.
In the name of peace and safety, they will completely dominate you. And they're like, listen, it's not safe for you to be here. And there's no telling what all they're doing. And then, of course, Rocket Boy gets up there and he gets all excited. And he's like, there's going to be a big land grab. And he's talking. Did you see that?
We're going to rebuild.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to be rebuilding. People are excited. He starts rocking. I mean, he's so excited about whatever his nefarious plan is that he can't even just sit there and just be still. You know, he can't. He just can't even do it.
You see, it was 40,000 acres burned, 25 lives lost, and $150 billion in economic damages. Isn't that insane?
There's over 10,000 buildings that are no longer standing. 10,000.
That is so many.
I mean, that's way more in the city of Burleson and Joshua and all that. I mean, every building that you see, it's way more than that, 10,000 buildings that have burned. And the fire is still going. It ain't done. So I'm partnering with Brian Boat.
Yeah.
Brian Boat is here all the time. I love him. He just got back from the Amazon. Sick, brother. The brother has been sick. Probably because Knucklehead baptized people he got down in the Amazon River and baptized people the whole time. I turn into a Methodist when I go to the Amazon. I fish in the Amazon. You would not believe what you pull out of that. And dude, it is. It's the Amazon River is nasty and it is dangerous. And I turn into a Methodist. I just like, here, I'll sprinkle you on top of the head, like whatever. Yes. Like, yes. But he doesn't know any better. So he gets down in the daggum water and he's baptizing people the way real men of God are supposed to do. And full immersion, you know, like, hey, I know the scripture, you know, I know what it means to baptize. And he's down there doing the thing. He comes back and he's got the Hong Kong flu and no telling what kind of parasites he's got and no telling whatever. So he has been sick. Bless him. Let
Jesus.
Brian be healed in the mighty name of King Jesus. I've been sick from the Amazon. I know what that's like. And it's no fun to get the jungle bug. I promise you, it is no fun. Now that I said this, this fire busted out. I'm like, okay, I want to send $10,000 over there. So I called my CFO and I said, because I don't want her confused, I don't want to send a text and I want to hear the spirit of what I'm saying. I want you to send $10,000 to Brian Boat, and this is for LA. I want you to send it to City Reach Church, yada, 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 yada. I said, okay. Well, she spends 4 hours looking for Brian Boat, B-O-A-T.
Wow.
That's because the way you say oil.
Yes. Boat.
Boat.
So, look, it is a thing. It is a thing. And I'm sorry I talk the way I'm not sorry I talk the way I do. I'm just sorry the rest of the world cannot keep up with me. Mm. I really am. So, here in Texas, we do not say our L's. If it's code outside.
It's code.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you so. Huh. There's gold in them there hills. Brian Boat.
Boat.
We don't pronounce the L. And I try. I'm trying.
But you can see a delay can take place between message and reception.
I know.
And interpretation.
I know.
And funding is at stake, my friend.
I know. Lives. I know. And I'm so sorry, but it is.
Some guy named Brian Boat. Brian Boat is like rolling in 10K.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is this Brian Boat? We know not.
Like it ain't B-O-A-T. It's B-O-L-T. I clearly said Brian Boat.
I know.
It's terrible. And what's funny is I'm like the last generation of this Texas accent. You know, everybody I grew up with spoke like this. And I'm like the last generation. Everybody else grew up on the internet now. Mm-hmm. And the accent's gone. It's all gone. So I'm becoming harder and harder to understand because everybody listens to the internet now and they don't listen to regional voices. It's interesting.
That's so interesting. I never even thought of that.
That's totally true. You know, that's what that is. And so it's just like, it's kind of like if you're deaf and you try and talk, like, okay, I'm gonna throw this out there because this is a common thing that human beings do. When I was a kid, I had my jaw broke. So I've broken my jaw twice in my lifetime, okay? I got my jaw broke. I had this surgery, and I literally had a cast on the inside of my mouth that held my mouth together. So I could not eat for the entire 6 weeks that this was on. They knocked out my wisdom teeth so I could put a straw all the way back here, and I could just drink liquid for 6 weeks. That's all I could do. I'm still pretty good at talking like that. So when I had to talk, I had to talk like this right here, right? Okay? And it's like I had to learn how to talk through my nose because I couldn't talk through my mouth. Okay, when people can't understand you, they immediately assume you are mentally challenged.
Truly, yeah.
Guilty. And they also assume you are deaf. And if you I can hear just fine, like, they'd be like, "Hello, it's okay." I mean,
can you hear me?
I'm not the one that's brain dead. You are. Like, what's wrong with you? And it's just this thing that human beings do. And so I got this harsh accent from, you know, growing up in this region. And before Al Gore gave us the internet, praise God for Al Gore. What a joke he is. And the whole thing that we do.
What are we doing? What's happening right now?
I don't know.
I grew up in South Dakota.
Yeah, you grew up in South Dakota.
We had an accent.
Sure you did.
Oh, you know?
And where do you think it went? So as you went from region to region to region, it changes.
It does.
Because it's your accent's a very relational thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The internet.
Before the throne is every nation, kindred, and tongue. And the word tongue doesn't just mean language. It also means accent.
Ah.
That's what it means.
Okay.
That's true. Right on, right on.
It's got to be quite a sound.
Guys, we're going to go behind the veil, and I'm going to answer questions. So I'm tired of trying to keep my act together.
You've done such a good job.
I
was like, are we behind the veil?
No, we're not.
Talking about the ouchy fauci and all this.
We've come along. We've covered many topics.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want.
Yes, man. You can, my friend.
So, there you go. I dadgummit. I have people ask me all the time, why do you act so silly? And I'm like, why can't you keep up? Like, you know, man, you can't keep up. I totally get it. Actually, it's because I don't want to be super serious all the time. And I can be super serious. I mean, if you guys want bad news, I got a bunch of bad news. I can shred a whole bunch of bad news. I sure can. I can also start talking about things I'm stressed out over right now. Mm-hmm. I could do that. Yeah. We could also go through the news and we could all just be like, rah, rah, rah. We could do that. But I don't want to. What's real is I don't know that there's anybody else out there that's like us.
Nope. We're one of one.
We are one of one. Right on. And plus, man, you're no help.
I do agitate.
I act a lot better when you're not around.
Well,
you know,
I'll take that as
you're
a
bad influence.
Compliment.
Thank you. You're a terrible, terrible bad influence. Well, I'm gearing up.
I can do to serve.
I am gearing up. Wait, can I just say this? We never really addressed Biden's national security guy, Sam.
Yeah, we didn't.
We do need to address that.
Yeah.
Except for we came against his demonic prophecy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we did come against that. And then also, we did not talk about Trump announcing a deal that's been made for the hostages being released. I think that we have a video for that. Is that correct?
We have some tweets.
Okay, so we have some tweets. What do we have here for this? Trump says, go ahead.
We have a deal for the hostages in the Middle East. They will be released shortly. Thank you, Donald Trump. True Social, 12 o'clock today on January 15, 2025. And we also did pull up this image where it shows the hostage release schedule agreement plan, which is interesting, Pastor. I wanted to kind of get your feedback on why they do it this way and not doing it all at once. Is this like a strategic move, like a wartime thing? I mean, 35 days later, three people are being released. I think that's a little bit like they're really stretching the plan out here.
So there's a bunch of different reasons for that, and some of it is just how these things work. Okay, hey, we're going to make sure that you release your guys, because let me just tell you, they're not doing this out of the kindness of their heart. They're demanding like 29 or 30 terrorists be released for every one of these innocent people that they are releasing, and what they want, and they're going to have the narrative of people that are under the witchcraft of woke, and also to the narrative of the press of, yes, you see, this is an exchange of battle participants. They are not an exchange of battle participants. These were people that were in their homes, or they were at a dance off. They were at a party who were raped in broad daylight and hauled off into holes in the ground and have been there for way over a year. And so these are not the same. I mean, it's not like they're peers. Like, okay, well, we got our guys. You guys got your guys. No, these are babies. These are women. These are men. These are old men. These are married couples that were in their homes. Like, it's not the same. So that's a big win for them to get the exchange, because there's a lot of very ignorant people that will see that as a war exchange. It's not a war exchange. It's not. We're talking about 29 or 30 terrorists for every innocent hostage that they release.
Why did they agree to that, you think? Because just in order to get the hostages home, or?
Well, I obviously have no idea what's going on at that level.
Yeah.
Because
it doesn't feel
if you have any chance, it is literally the only chance they've ever had at getting any of them back. Yeah. And so every time they get close to them in one of their filthy dungeons, they murder them. And so it's like, wow. So that's one thing. But there's another big reason why, like, okay, whenever Trump announced a month ago and he said, oh, I promise you, if that doesn't happen by January the 20th.
He said all hell is going to break loose.
I am coming after you guys. I promise you. And then, you know, and the way that Trump says it, it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell like
you've never seen before.
Yeah, like you've never seen before. It's going to be something. You're going to see it. I'm not going to be playing. And all right, I don't think this dude's playing. Like, we weren't for sure the first time, but we're absolutely sure the second time. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's that. But the reason why they didn't release them then is because those people are in such bad shape. They've got to feed them, and they got to get them healed up.
There's several factors with the timetable. There's leverage involved. There's humanitarian stuff involved. I'm just reading. Like, it's, you know, the most vulnerable. There's everything you just said, Troy. And then there's different groups. There's different factions. So they got to have agreement with those. There's multiple layers of this. So it's not just one thing. It's about seven different things.
I think
makes sense.
One of the things that if you guys will get on X, if you guys will do a Google search, like if you look at the pictures of all those beautiful girls and how that somebody came into the room, all of them, all of their pants are bloody. All of they're all messed up really bad. And every single one of them, their cheekbones are broke. All of their cheekbones are broke. And in a couple of cases, their jaws are obviously broke. I showed you some pictures yesterday of this is what this teenage girl looked like before they caught her. This is her just leaning up against the wall. And she just like, you know, please don't hit me because she's been so beat up. These Muslim savages pride themselves that as they rape these girls, they break the bones in their face. So that's like part of their, that's part of their stick that they do is they break their face. And it's something that they pride themselves on. And then that's why they showed the pictures of all those girls. And it was like a message to the rest of the Muslim world to say, yeah, you know what we've done to them because their face is so broke. And that's part of it. Well, there's a healing thing. So it's like, okay, if we demand you release these girls right now, right this second, dude, it's going to take a little while for these girls to heal up. So what I've been hoping and what I've been praying is for the past month or at least for the past 2 months since the November election is they're like, okay, we got to start feeding these girls. We got to quit abusing them. We got to start taking care of them because they got to be in better shape whenever we release them for our own propaganda reasons. You're like, well, yeah, but as soon as they cross the line, they'll be able to tell the story and that'll carry the world. Well, all the other hostages have done that. Nobody carried it. Mm-hmm. No. So it's just about the pictures of what they look like as they're actually being released because nobody's going to interview them. They're not going to make a big deal out of their stories. Nobody's made a big deal out of the other hostages' stories. There you go.
Yes.
That's the fact, Jack. That's how real that is. Well, here in just a moment, guys, we're going to go behind the veil. And as we go behind the veil, I'm going to be answering questions. If you guys have a question, be sure and put question mark, question mark, question mark. I'm about to start answering those questions right now. I truly hope to see you tonight online or in person. I hope to see you here tonight at Open Door Church for night one of the Breath of God, which is our New Beginnings Conference 2025 conference. It's finally here. Everybody's been working so hard. We've been planning a whole year for this. And then, of course, for all my ODX family, guys, I'm going to see you guys at 5 o'clock tonight for our special free ODX gathering. I got food. I got fun. The whole staff is going to be there with me. You're going to get to meet everybody. We're going to hang out. Guys, we're going to hug each other. It's going to be a blast right on. And that's going to be at 5 p.m. here tonight in just a couple of hours. A double dog dare you that if you're not signed up, I think we're actually sold out at the ODX event. We are. So you can't. We got no more room at the inn, hallelujah, which is great.
You can look through the window.
Yeah. You can stay outside and stalk me the way that Leanna did back in the 1980s. Mm.
Let's go behind the veil, my friend.
Let's go behind the veil. So look, I'm going to turn this over to my friend, and we're going to go behind the veil.
If you are not part of ODX, you need to be. Go and sign up right now at odx.tv and be a Stage 2 or Stage 3 member. You can do it. I believe in you. You're going to have great privilege to be the hands and feet of Jesus and help rescue boys and girls out of human trafficking with your partnership and get access to all the exclusive content. So we will see you there in 3, 2, 1.